thank you.
Gangbusters! Gangbusters, presented in cooperation with police and federal law enforcement departments throughout the United States. The only national program that brings you authentic police case histories. Gangbusters has asked the Honorable John J. Sullivan, former Deputy Commissioner and Chief of Detectives of the New York City Police Department, to narrate by proxy tonight's case. Chief Sullivan, you've told me tonight's case was a murder mystery.
Well, Don Gardner, it was. But I think it would be best if we follow this gang of dangerous criminals through every move, and then see what the police did with the facts as they turned up in the course of investigation.
All right, Chief Sullivan, go right ahead.
Thank you, Don. Suppose we begin a little more than a year ago in the Astoria section of New York City on a dark, rainy night. A lone man had parked his car at the curb in front of an old frame house. He walked up on the porch, looked through the lighted window, then rang the doorbell.
Come on, Nick, open up.
Breyer?
Yeah, open up.
Okay.
Nice night out, huh?
I didn't come to talk about the weather.
Give me a raincoat. Carrie?
Yeah?
Come on downstairs. We got company.
Okay, in a minute.
I want to talk to you, Nick. Not with her.
Okay, let's go in the parlor.
I ran into Gabe today.
Yeah?
He tells me he's been doing okay.
Hey, you know Gabe. Talks big.
You better start talking big, Nick.
What do you mean?
Your bookkeeping's been all wet.
Who are you going to believe, Gabe or me?
Well, I learned different, Gabe.
You've been getting every cent that's coming to you.
I don't like to be held out on, Nick.
The original deal has been lived up to.
Gabe said his kids picked up 43 cars last month.
Gabe is a liar.
The original deal was that I'd also get 50 bucks for every car Gabe's kids picked up. I want the rest of my dough.
Gabe's kids only brought in 18 cars. You got paid for those. I'll show you the books if you want.
I believe your books as much as I believe you.
Look, we got a good thing here, Breyer.
Trouble is, it's better for you than for anybody else.
Well, why shouldn't it be? Who goes to all the trouble painting the cars, fixing up the motor numbers, shipping them out of town?
Look, Nick, gonna get my dough one way or the other.
Hey, cut it out. Let go of me, will you?
Playing rough, boys?
Oh, Carrie, come in.
Hello, Breyer. Haven't seen you around in a long time. I missed you.
This is the last time you'll see me. Now listen to me, Nick. I'm gonna get...
Nick?
Yeah?
I'm fixing drinks. You'll have to come in the kitchen and open the bottle for me.
Sure, okay. I'll be right back, Breyer.
I'm not going anyplace.
Corkscrews scare me to death.
Okay, don't get into another one. What did you offer him a drink for?
To get you out of a spot.
That idiot, Gabe. That could wring his neck.
If you ask me, that'd be wringing the wrong neck.
Jerk.
Breyer's the guy that's putting up the beef. Either you pay him off with cash...
You don't get a cent.
Or you just pay him off.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a little too smart for this setup. You can't make any money out of the smart ones.
So how are you going to do it?
I'll figure out a way.
Here?
Yeah.
Tonight?
Yeah.
Then what?
We dump the stiff out in the country.
What about Gabe?
Who knows? Maybe we give him the same treatment.
Get the bottle.
Yeah.
Let me keep our customer happy.
Well, how about out to the Pines, Gabe? That's a nice place.
Oh, Carla, baby, I don't feel like driving way out there in all this rain. Besides, the joint stinks.
It was all right when they had that blonde singer out there.
Oh, are you going to throw that up to me again, Carla? I never even met the dame. Just because once I said she looked okay, I'm nuts about her.
Watch it, Gabe. You got a red light.
I see it.
So? Where are you going to take me?
I don't know yet. First, I want to drive over and see Nick for a minute.
No?
Yeah.
Oh, crying out loud, what are you going to go see him now for?
Because I want to talk over something with him, that's why.
You always got something to talk over. Can't you ever do anything without Nick? Always Nick.
You can come in if you want. Carrie will be glad to see you.
Yeah, well, I won't be glad to see her. How long are you going to be?
Only a couple of minutes, that's all.
I'll wait in the car.
Can't you come in?
I said I'll wait in the car. Go ahead, the light's green.
Dames.
Another drink, Brian?
One's enough. When do I get my money?
Okay, I'll settle with him. Carrie.
I said I didn't want another drink.
This ain't for a drink. Carrie's the treasurer of the corporation. Carrie.
Yeah, Nick?
Get me $12.50 for Brea.
$12.50?
That's what he said.
Has he got that much coming?
Yeah. Get it.
Well, come on, Brea.
Where?
Where do you think to get your dough?
You give in too easy to suit me, Nick.
Well, I guess he likes you. Don't you, Nick?
All right, Brea, don't move.
Put that gun up. What do you need a gun?
On your feet, Brea.
Look, Nick. You're not doing yourself any good.
On your feet. That's it. Now, don't try anything. Start backing up. Go ahead, back up. Open the door, Carrie.
Yeah.
All right, Brea.
What's down there?
The cellar.
What else?
Can't you guess, honey?
Go ahead. Back down the stairs.
Suppose I don't want to go.
That's no problem.
Shove him.
Now go. Come on, Carrie.
He's out cold.
No good, Chisholm.
What are you kicking him for? Do it cleaner.
I feel like kicking him, that's why.
Shoot him in the head, Nick. Make it good and clean.
Sure. Good and clean. Stand back.
Nick.
I hear it.
Who is it, Nick?
How should I know?
You got an answer.
You see who it is. Send him away. Don't hurt him.
All right. But you keep your eye on this
one. Go on.
Yes, who is it?
Me, Carrie. Gabe.
Gabe? What do you want?
Want to see Nick.
Nick's busy.
Hi, Carrie. Can I see him for a minute?
I don't know. Come on in. I'll ask him.
You can only stay a minute.
I'll see if Nick will talk to you.
Well, he sure ought to.
Okay. Nick?
Yeah?
Tell me I only got a minute, Carrie.
It's Gabe.
Yeah? Come down here a minute, Gabe.
Hey, the steps are dark.
Go on, you'll find your way. I thought you'd want to make this a double party, Nick.
What are you doing down here, Nick? Counting your money in the dark, huh?
Over here, Gabe.
Hey, how about a little light?
Turn on the light, Carrie.
Sure.
Oh, that's better. What happened to him?
Everything would have been fine, Gabe, if you hadn't opened up your big mouth.
What did I do?
You talk too much. You and Brea are going to get it together.
Me?
You heard him.
Yeah, Nick, please. Nick, I didn't do nothing. I work with you, Nick. You know I work with you.
You got it coming, Gabe.
Nick, I didn't do nothing, honest. Carrie, tell him not to kill me. Tell him, Carrie, will you please?
I'm not saying a word.
Nick, I'll do anything you say, Nick, anything.
Get out of the way.
Nick, you're not going to kill me, are you?
I haven't made up my mind yet. Stand back.
Yeah, sure.
I ought to wait until Brea comes around so he'd feel this.
Go ahead, Nick. Get it over with.
Yeah.
I'll do anything you say, Nick. Honestly.
You talk too much.
Please, Nick, don't. I'll do anything.
Yeah? Think you can get rid of this stiff?
Me?
Yeah, you.
And get rid of the gun, too.
Now?
Sure, now. This ain't any morgue.
But I got Carla outside in the car.
Okay. Take her home, then come back here.
Okay, Nick, right away.
And be sure you come back. If you don't, I'll know where to find you.
I'll be back, Nick. I'll be back in 20 minutes.
That, Don, was exactly how the Gangland execution occurred. The murder itself was over. The task of disposing of Brer's body still remained. That and the gang leader's faith in his control over Gabe led to complications the criminals did not see until it was too late.
Now back to gangbusters. You were telling us, Chief Sullivan, how the gang leader Nick Manta murdered his confederate Brayer and then ordered another underling to dispose of the body.
That's right, Don. Brayer's body was stripped of all identifying clothing, then loaded into Nick's new Pontiac sedan. Gabe was under orders from Nick to report by telephone as soon as he had accomplished his task.
Get it, Carrie.
Sure. Hello.
Carrie? Gabe, let me talk to Nick.
Just a second. Nick, it's Gabe.
Is everything going all right, Gabe?
Yeah, Nick. I dumped the load right in the spot you said. The gun, too, right near the golf course.
Good work, Gabe. Come on back here.
There's one thing, Nick.
What?
Now, look, Nick. It wasn't my fault.
What happened?
It was nothing, Nick.
Well, what was it? Tell me.
It was nothing, just that after I got rid of the load and wanted to drive away, the car got stuck in the mud.
Stuck in the mud?
Yeah, but it's okay. I got away all right.
You're sure?
Yeah, sure. It was a cinch. With a tow truck.
Tow truck? What tow truck?
Somebody help me, God, if the car was...
Listen, you idiot. You'll be back here in 10 minutes.
Okay, Nick. I'll be there.
Stupid jerk. I know I should have given him the business, too. Dumping a stiff. He gets stuck in the mud. They find the body. They find the tow truck guy. They find Gabe.
So what's the matter with that, Nick?
What isn't the matter with it?
Honey, the cops will think he killed Brayer. They'll have him dead to rights. He was dumping the body, wasn't he? All you have to say is Gabe and Brayer were here. They had words and then they left together. And that's the last we saw of either of them.
Well, what about the car? The garage guy will remember my car, sure.
What kind of a problem is that? You just tell Gabe to take a trip in your car. Then report it stolen. If they don't get him, nobody loses. If they do get him, he fries.
Yeah. Hey, you get ahead on you, Carrie. I'll see that Gabe starts on his little trip tonight.
He sure got it going over, Captain. A good beating and 4 shots in the head.
Yeah. I hate to see it start again. We haven't had a gangster ride since Chippy got us.
Well, he sure wanted to get rid of this one, all right.
Yeah, well, if it is a ride, John, be sure to have a record. We'll see what turns up at the fingerprints. Sergeant Mitchell.
Yes, sir.
Stick around until the medical examiner gets here.
Yes, sir.
Come on, Frank. You going to make plastic casts of those footprints?
The lab crew's on the way out. And those tire tracks, too.
Good.
That's a pretty deep hole in the mud there. It looks like the murder car, if it was the murder car, had to be towed out.
You'll put a check in the garages?
First thing, Captain.
Well, Frank, I've got to get back to town. I want to check on this gun. You let me know if there's any identification through fingerprints?
As soon as I hear, Captain. See you later.
So long.
This is a fine thing, Gabe. Get your things together. Throw them in a car. Start out. Drive for who knows where.
Oh, Carla, leave me alone, will you? All day you've been at me.
I never heard of leaving in such a hurry. But just don't do things like that.
You didn't have to come unless you wanted to.
And I feel naked without my rings. I packed in such a hurry I even left my rings. That's no way to start in a trip.
How many times do I have to tell you your rings will be there when you get back?
How can I go any place without my rings?
I wish you'd have stayed home and sent your rings.
That's the way you feel about it, Uncle Beck.
Oh, baby.
Yeah. You're going to stay a while in Richmond?
I guess so. I got some business there for Nick.
Can I wire my landlady to send my rings there?
No.
Oh, please.
I said no. Nick don't want nobody to know I'm out on this trip. Nobody.
Captain Bailey speaking.
Lieutenant Frank, after we got an identification on that murder victim.
Oh, good.
The fingerprint showed up. He's Joe Brayer. Has a record for car theft.
Brayer, huh?
That's right, Captain. He was handled a little while back. Suspected of being a part of that car theft ring, but Auto Theft Bureau couldn't make anything stick against him.
Is there an address on him?
He's got a room down in Brooklyn.
Okay, pick me up, Frank. We'll go by there. Maybe we'll turn up with something.
Well, go on, Carrie. What else?
Wait till I turn the page, Nick. Here, the two boys ran across the body as they were walking across the rain-soaked golf course.
Mm-hmm.
A .25 caliber automatic of Belgian make was found nearby. Police would not say whether this was the gun that killed Breyer until ballistics tests were completed.
Well, so far, Carrie, so good.
I can't make up my mind, Nick, whether I'd like to see him catch Gabe driving your car or whether I'd like to see him get away.
Well, either way, Carrie, it doesn't make any difference. We're in the clear. That's the important thing.
Mm. Yeah, there's only one thing about this. Getting rid of Breyer is okay. Gabe, too. It kind of puts a crimp in the organization. We can't make dough out of stolen cars if we haven't got people.
Don't worry about it. We'll get new people, better people. Cops are getting too close to Breyer and Gabe anyway. We got lots of cash. We're sitting pretty. Don't worry about it.
Okay, Nick. I'm not the worrying kind.
Well, Captain, we found the garage man that hauled that car out of the mud near the spot. It was Sunday night. Green Pontiac sedan, two-tone, brand new.
Good work, Frank.
And he made a note of the plates. The car is registered in the name of Nick Manta. Reported stolen Monday morning.
Nick Manta?
Rings a bell, huh? Well, it ought to. The auto theft boy's been trying to hang a stolen car deal on him for months.
Ah, I thought I recognized the name.
Yeah, Captain. Seeing that Breyer had a record as a car thief.
Okay, Frank. What do you say we go out and see Mr. Nick Manta?
I'm ready.
Let's.
Okay, just a second. What do you want?
I want to talk to Nick Manta.
Well, what do you want to talk to him about?
Open up, sir, to our police officers.
Oh. Well, why didn't you say so? Come on in.
Thanks.
Nick.
Yeah?
You got company. Cops.
Who are you?
I'm Carrie. Nick's girl.
I hope you gentlemen have come to tell me you found my car.
Yes, Nick, that's one thing on our minds, your car and...
That's too bad about Breyer. I was going to call you.
Oh, you were?
Yeah, maybe I got some information for you guys.
Every little bit helps.
Breyer was here Sunday night.
The medical examiner thinks he was killed sometime Sunday night. Or Monday morning.
There was another one here, too. Gabe Miller.
Two of them work for you?
We had dealings.
In the stolen car racket?
I'm a legitimate garage man. You can't prove nothing different.
Yeah, we'll try. But for now, what about your guest Sunday?
Well, they got pretty drunk, didn't they, Carrie?
Uh-huh.
And the next morning, my car was missing. I reported it.
Yes, I know.
Well, then I read about Breyer. Gabe hasn't shown up since. Then tonight, I noticed a gun I had around the house was missing. A Belgian automatic.
25 caliber?
Yeah, that's the one. I figured Gabe took it, took my car, and killed Breyer. Isn't that right, Carrie?
That's what he figured.
Yes, I suppose that's about the size of it. Why didn't you report this information sooner?
Well, you know how it is, Captain. Nobody likes to get mixed up in these things.
Mm-hmm. Well, Lieutenant, let's go.
Captain,
come on.
Yes, sir.
We're sure glad we were of some help.
You're not planning on taking any trips, are you?
Oh, no. We'll be right here.
It'll be a good idea. You can never tell when we might need you again. Just stick around. Come on, Lieutenant.
Bye.
We're going to leave those two on the loose, Captain,
for a while. But get the men on them and keep them in sight. And in the meantime, Frank, get descriptions out on the car on Gabe Miller. Also, I want a complete report on Gabe's contacts around town.
Right.
Attention, all points. Description of car believed driven by man previously described. 1946 Pontiac sedan, painted green, two-tone. New York license 3P5612. All departments requested to be on alert for this car and detain occupants. Notify Chief of Detectives, New York City. Captain Bailey?
Frank, Captain, I've been checking up on Gabe's girlfriend. She left on a trip Monday.
Huh. Gave you the company.
Well, listen to this. Her landlady got a wire from her this morning. She left some rings here. The landlady should mail them to her.
Where?
The Suites Hotel, Richmond, Virginia.
That's our break, Frank. How would you like it down to Richmond instead of the rings?
Captain, I'd like it fine. Now back to Gangbusters.
Gabe, Let's go see if there's any mail.
Mail? Who are you expecting mail from?
Nobody. I guess I'd just like to look in.
Ah, forget about the mail. Let's go have some breakfast.
Okay, I'll look in there later.
We don't know a soul in Richmond. Nobody knows we're here and she's looking for mail. Hey.
What?
You didn't send for those rings after I told you not to.
Gabe, I just had to have them.
No good rules. I ought to break every bone in your body. Come on, we're getting packed and getting out of here. Come on. I should have known better than bring you along.
That's far enough, Gabe.
Hey, who are you?
You're under arrest. Going back to New York. Charge is murder.
Hey, now look.
Come on. Get your things together. You're going back to New York.
I'm sorry to have kept you waiting so long, Mr. Manta, and you too, miss.
Oh, we didn't mind, did we, Nick?
Oh, no, Captain. We can help, okay. Breyer was our friend.
Yes, well, I've just finished questioning Gabe in my office.
And he admitted the murder?
No, quite to the contrary. He accuses the two of you.
Us?
You're kidding.
No, I'm not. And he's sticking to his story. He said you shot Breyer in the cellar of your house and forced him to dispose of the body.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Sounds that way, doesn't it?
If I was the killer, do you think I'd let a dope like Gabe in on it? Do you think I'd report my car stolen?
Well, you've got a point there. Would you mind stepping into my office?
Oh, sure, anyway.
This way, please. Gabe's in there.
Oh, that rotten heel.
I'll have to ask you to control yourself. I don't want a disturbance.
All right, Captain. For you.
Nick.
Sit down, Gabe.
There they are, the dirty double crosses. They did it.
Quiet, Gabe. Would you have those chairs there, please?
Of course.
Thank you. Gabe, Nick, and Carrie deny all your accusations. And I'm afraid that at the moment I'm inclined to believe them.
They're lying. That's all they do is lie. I'm telling you straight, they killed him.
Excuse me. Certainly, Captain. Captain Bailey.
Frank, Captain. We're all finished out here.
Oh, what'd you find out?
We tore the cellar drain apart, Captain. The test showed everything you thought it would.
Good. Come back into the office and make out a report.
Okay, Captain. So long.
Well, as I was saying, we've got the case washed up. I'm going to ask the district attorney to file formal murder charges.
Hey, you see, Gabe? You do something like this, you pay.
I'd like to get my hands on you, Nick.
No, I'm afraid you misunderstand. The murder charges will be filed against you, Nick, and Carrie.
Who are you kidding?
You see?
Yes. While you've been waiting out in the reception room, my men were out at your house. Traces of blood and human hair showed up in your basement drain. Breyer's blood and hair.
Now, look.
Shut up, Carrie. I've got an explanation for everything.
No further explanations are necessary. If you have a story, you can tell it in court.
So, Don, the criminals were tried and convicted of first-degree murder. Nick was sentenced to death in the electric chair. Carrie was given life imprisonment. Gabe was convicted as an accessory.
Thank you, Chief Sullivan, for giving us an insight into how police conduct a murder investigation. And gangbusters, congratulations to all the police officers who were responsible for bringing these murderers to justice. Tonight's case was dramatized by Stanley Niss and directed by Ted Corday, with Ann Burr and Frank Reddick in leading roles. Don Gardner speaking. Gangbusters is a Phillips H. Lord production.